On your morning team show on WSGW, this baseball opening day, July 24th, 2020, Charlie, Dave, Pat, and you online with WSGW.com, on air with 100.5 and 790. Thanks to Alexa and Siri for finding WSGW. And musically, we think the appropriate song is this one. John Fogerty's center field for you this morning.
Around the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel. Oh, put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me.
Time is 7:41 as we broadcast out of the studio, sponsored by Stone Specialists, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. You find Stone Specialists online at stonespecialist.net. It's a show that we thought we would have, well, we wish we'd have it in April, but it'll be in March this year. But that's a whole other story. Yeah, it's opening day. Tigers baseball is 5:45 tonight on 790. You're home for the Tigers for 53 consecutive years. We thank our Tiger sponsors, Ed Raymond & Sons, quality clothing and shoes since 1919 in Chesning. Shop small, dream big. Lingle Equipment in Saginaw, your one-stop Kubota shop. Wolf Isles Ace Hardware in Saginaw, where customer service still exists. Schaefer & Bierlein in Frankenmuth, your ag-certified Ram truck dealer since 1852, where service sells cars, really, since 1852. Your auto owner's agents, the Mayan Agency in Merrill, the Rummel Agency in Saginaw, Frankenmuth, Carroll, Vassar, and Ortonville, and the Buck Insurance Agency in Freeland, and XL Auto Sales in Call and all Tiger sponsors for the 2020 season, whatever it's going to be, in a 60-game fashion. Remember, when we talk about going to WSGW.com, remember that you can follow along with the Detroit Tigers. We have a Detroit Tigers page. In fact, I've got a direct link on our morning team page for you this morning to that Tigers page, where what we have the schedule. We've got the we have the updated roster on there.
We do have the updated roster.
Yes. So in case you
entered those names in yesterday,
fantastic. Pat Johnston, who monitors and handles that page, we appreciate that. Check out the sports broadcast schedule page when you scroll down the home page to know what time all our sports broadcasts for Detroit Tigers baseball and. Hopefully in the future, other sports.
We hope.
We hope. So just a lot of updates and opportunities for you to enjoy the Tigers on air as well as the Tigers online with WSGW.com. We will have our predictions coming up for you in just a moment. Oh, something else today on the page. Thank you to official photographer Pat Johnston, who took my picture this morning. I have my Tigers cap in studio. There it is right there.
Yeah, but I saw something new laying there as well.
Yes, you did see that. I got my Tiger shirt, and I have an appropriately attired Detroit Tigers mask.
Oh, how about that? Yes.
Looks nice.
Thanks
it
to,
does.
Very fitting for the day.
Thanks to a,
and year.
To a dear friend and a great neighbor, Tina, who is a very crafty person, and she does a lot of great things when it comes to her imagination and her abilities to craft. And she came up with some her own design for masks and found some Tigers material.
Yeah, well, that'll do the trick.
So I'm sporting one. So is Charlie. I believe she made one for her husband and son, Chris and David. And so we all have a good time when it comes to, unfortunately, having to attire appropriately for the 2020 season. But I'm ready to go.
Don't count on getting to go to a game. It would be nice if you could. Hey, something occurred to me. On some of the broadcasts on the audio, they're talking about dubbing in the sound of reactions of a crowd.
Yep.
Why couldn't you dub in on video people doing the wave or some people responding to a home run and show the video so there are people in the stands?
Guess what Fox Sports is planning to do?
Yeah.
That very thing.
Exactly,
wow.
Yeah.
They had virtual, right, they had virtual fans at the Dodgers game last night.
Did they do
that
last night? Okay.
I think so.
I read where they're planning to do it, but I hadn't seen it yet. Yeah, they're going to put fans in the stands.
Wow.
So
there you go.
You're ahead of that that game right there, Dave. The sounds, the look, they're going to try and make it as realistic as possible. I mean, the games are real.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to add some enhancements, if you will.
Yeah.
The nice thing is everyone knows what's going on. They're not trying to pull the wool over everyone's eyes. Everyone's being open and honest about what's going on, including with the Tigers broadcast today, as we talked about. Dan and Jim are going to be at Comerica Park watching a video feed, calling the game in Cincinnati today. So that'll be a little different.
I would think. We'll see how they adapt to it. They've probably been practicing somehow or another.
Oh, I'm sure they have been. And then they're professionals. They will pull it off, I'm sure. So make sure you're listening in today at 5:45. Something else on the morning team page, you're hearing, speaking of last night, with the baseball games that were played in Washington, the Yankees and Nationals. How appropriate in this shortened season that the first game of the season is shortened by rain?
Yeah, right.
They only played 5.5 innings. That just seems to fit.
It does. Yeah. It does.
Before the game, you're hearing about Dr. Fauci.
Oh, man.
Who attempted to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
He's not the first. He won't be the last of people who try and throw out a first pitch, and it doesn't go as well as you would hope.
Or where it should.
No. He stood on the mound and basically was short of home plate and off to the left down the first baseline.
Yeah, about 15 feet down the first baseline.
The best description I've seen of this, have you seen the New York Post?
What is that?
They've got a picture of Anthony Fauci on the mound. First of all, in a big headline, it says, remember, of course, he's the infectious disease guy.
Right.
Catch this. And then underneath, they have the description. Baseball season finally begins with Fauci's first pitch, which was socially distanced by 6 feet.
Well, that was true.
At least 6 feet, I'll tell you.
That is the greatest description for the New York Post. Oh, somebody had fun with that. Somebody had to think. My guess is the catch this bowl headline had to be thought of before it happened.
Yeah,
and then,
right,
then they added the rest after that pitch. How else can we make fun of this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll go down as one of the worst, but not the I've seen worse.
Oh, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen worse than that, but it wasn't good. But is he 79 years old?
I mean, yeah, I think he's up
there.
He's
up there, probably, yeah.
I mean, you know.
Tried underhand, maybe.
It's the last time he threw a baseball.
Right. But, socially distanced is a good way of describing it.
It was a very good description. I've got a screenshot of the New York Post I've put on the morning team page if you want to check it out. And a link to the story, which includes the first pitch video. So if you haven't seen it yet, mm-hmm. You need to see what we're talking about. You can see it that way, too.
Verified 79 years, Charlie. You were right.
79. Oh, Pat had that one right, too. All right, 747. We got to take a moment here and baseball prediction for our Detroit Tigers.
Oh.
2020 season, 60 games being played. We always like to predict how many games the Tigers are going to win. Gentlemen, I'm sure you've done some important research on this. I'm sure you spent hours of time and just making sure that you know the roster possibilities, who is on the taxi squad, the opposition of the AL Central and NL Central, and all that putting into play. We need numbers. Any volunteers to go first?
Sure. In 2020, they have to be 30-30.
Wow.
500.
That's a bold prediction, Dave Maurer. That is very bold.
That's pretty bold.
I would think 30-30. We've got Dave down as a 500 team. Hey, if they achieve that, that would be a very successful season for the Tigers.
It would.
And might I say, with the expanded playoffs, that might be enough to put the Tigers in the playoffs. You've got 16 teams now in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey.
500 record might get them in there.
Absolutely. All right, Dave. I'm very appreciative. All right, Pat Johnston, what have you come up with? You actually have had good conversations on this because of a podcast you're putting together with our sportsman, James Paxson.
That's correct, yeah. James and I recorded a podcast a couple of days ago, and I'll be posting it up here in probably in about another 90 minutes.
All right.
Just about completed with it. So we gave my prediction on how many games the Tigers would win. But James and I do break down the roster a bit more and talk about the season. And we also give our World Series prediction, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's really getting out there.
We
don't fool around. You're going to put the link up on that on the Facebook page?
Yeah, we'll be putting up on our Facebook page, Twitter page, and it will also be made available on the Morning Team page as well. So that will be going up in about 90 minutes. But I did not predict the Tigers to win the World Series. Let's just end the suspense there.
Darn.
First of all, let me just quickly say I am thrilled that we have a player named Funkhauser on the roster. That is great. What one of the greatest names in Tiger lore.
That is.
So you're going to count the number of letters in his name, and that's the number of wins?
Oh, I didn't think about that, Dave. Oh, that's great.
If you're going to do that, include his first and middle name, too.
I think you'll see an improved Tiger team from last year. Can't get much worse than last year. So that is why I am going with, I'm not as optimistic as Mr. Maurer, but I will say 26 wins.
26 wins.
So 26 and 34.
Just below 500. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's still, I mean, if you put that over a 162-game season, that's still an improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I am doing my best to be optimistic. The pitching worries me.
Yeah.
If Michael Fulmer is back to form, great, but he's, you know, Daniel Norris, hopefully. Jordan Zimmerman, well, he's done for the season. I mean, and yeah, we might see some of those youngsters, but they're youngsters. And the bats, I don't know where the offense is going to come from. I mean, like the addition of Crone and Scope, although those guys, if they do halfway decently, they might be traded. There's some trade bait there, depending on how the Tigers do. I'm going 25 wins.
All right.
25-35. So, still, again, over a long season, I mean, it's an improvement over last year. We'll see.
True.
So 25, 26, and 30. We hope Dave is right.
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, I'm just happy we have a Detroit team that we can cheer for. The NBA is coming back next week. NHL is coming back next week. But no Red Wings and no Pistons will be playing in those leagues.
That's a good point.
So at least we've got the Tigers.
Those seasons will go on, and we're going to say, who cares? Detroit Tigers baseball 2020. It all starts today, 5:45 on 790 WSGW. 53 consecutive years for Detroit Tigers baseball.